An application for Larry, Larry Tompkins, T as in today, O-M, T as in Paul, K-I-N-S, April 734, address as a letter, Dr. Nisha Vashista, 817-4301. Dear Nisha, follow up for Mr. Tompkins, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in July. Comes accompanied with son David. Today was feeling unsteady, lightheaded, no vertigo, no headaches, some nausea, no vomiting, has not eaten since yesterday, 7 o'clock at night. Today, right now it was almost 1 in the afternoon. Denies dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Days ago, apparently, he fell on the bathtub. He was able to stand up by himself without any focal deficit, never lost consciousness, did not go to the emergency room. Few days back, there was diarrhea that has resolved. Denies changes in urination, has a groin hernia on the right side. Takes iron pills, his stools look dark. Other review system is negative, medication list review. Remains on marijuana, medical treatment. Takes the only blood pressure medicine, amlodipine. Today blood pressure was high, 160 over 64 on the right side. No respiratory distress, no gross jaundice, pallor of the skin or cyanosis. Lungs completely clear. Premature beats, but appears to have a background of sign of rhythm. Rate was between 58 to 64. No pericardial rap. No significant murmurs. No abdominal tenderness. No rebound guarding. No ascites. I did a brief neurological exam. No nystagmus. No facial asymmetry. Tongue jugular midline. Normal speech. Symmetrical motor strength. Upper lower extremities, proximal and distal. I will call it normal. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Last one is from January. Creatinine 1.7, which is baseline. A normal sodium potassium acid base. A normal calcium albumin phosphorus. Present GFR 35, stage 3B. Anemia 11.8 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. From the renal standpoint, stage 3B, no progression, no symptoms, and no indication for dialysis. Next number, systolic hypertension. Next number, present electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium transfer, normal. Next number, malanemia, no external bleeding, no EPO. We do that for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, prior history of smoker. No respiratory failure or oxygen. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, clinically stable. Next number, prior cervical spinal stenosis post-surgery. No evidence of focal motor deficit. Next number, enlargement of the prostate, laser procedure, no malignancy. Chronic frequency incontinence. Next number, episode of dizziness with negative neurological exam. No evidence of cardiovascular abnormalities. There is premature beats, but no severe tachybradyarrhythmia. Nothing to suggest external losses, gastrointestinal or urinary, although he has not eaten in already 16, 17 hours. Tongue is going to make sure that father is eating as soon as he left the office. And if the symptoms persist, they understand that they are going to go for emergency room evaluation. Otherwise, come back with me in about 6 months, end of dictation,